Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:15, down 9 on the open. December, 8:36, down 11 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7:84, down 12 and 3 quarters on the open. December, 8:05, down 14 and 3 quarters. March, 8:26 and a half, down 15 and a half. July, 8:50, down 16 and a half. December of 2009, 8:80. Down 16 and a half on the open. September corn opened at 5:50, down 23 and a half on the open. December 5:69, down 23 and a quarter. March of 2009, 5:86, down 25 and a half. Make that 25 and a quarter. July 6:08, down 25 and a quarter. December of 2009, 5:94, down 26 and a quarter. March of 2010, 6:10, down 22 on the open. August soybeans opened at 13.78, down 38 and 3 quarters on the open. September, 13.67, down 41 and a quarter. November, 13.64, down 45. January of 2009, 13.82, down 49 and a quarter. March, 13.99, down 40 and 3 quarters. May at 14.03, down 40. July, 14.17, down 32 and a quarter. November of 2009, 13.51, down 26 and a half on the open. September soybean meal opened at 3.67, down 6.90 on the open. August soybean oil opened at 58.28, down 1.85 on the open. September, 58.65, down 1.83. August live cattle opened at 97.25, down 35 on the open. October, 104.15, it was down 45 on the open. August feeders, 113.80, down 7.5 on the open. September, 113.75, up 12.5. August lean hogs opened at 78.20, down 55 on the open. October, 73.60, down 25. And August bellies opened at 65.80, up 47.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Be sure to join us this evening at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Streeter, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll have hors d'oeuvres at 6 o'clock and then the meeting proper getting underway at 6:30. The meeting is free. No registration is required. Just come on over and get the latest on markets from Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, Steve Freed of ADM in Chicago, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and this man, Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, and we'll be looking at the crops and counting bean fields and corn fields as we drive from Champaign to Streeter.
Yep, we'll sure to try to get that windshield look at what's going on as we buzz along it. Well, hopefully speed limits.
You betcha.
Also at the meeting tonight, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser to give his ideas for the balance of the growing season. So a meeting not to be missed. We do hope that if you're in the area, you do take the opportunity to join us at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Streeter at 6. Let's look at these markets, Paul. The bears are continuing to be fully in charge of the market. We're kind of trying to figure out where there might be an interim low in these beans and where the corn might catch support. What are your latest ideas?
Well, you know, this was interesting in the fact that usually we see these kind of market gyrations when there's a government embargo or a government crop report or a major crisis in the world or a surprise rainfall event after a long drought. The marketplace has been in the liquidation mood for several days now, and the growing conditions in the Midwest, and we saw this basic climactic sell-off as energy sold off. The dollar continued to strengthen, and it wasn't unusual. It is unusual, and it also probably rather historic. To see the commodity funds basically continue to push these values lower. And we do understand that there is some interest starting to show up in some of the marketplaces in the cash market, particularly in soybeans. But, the major liquidation, we think, still focuses on the corn market.
So, therefore, what do we look for there?
Well, good question. We do know that there is a new dimension in the marketplace in corn, and it's called buying corn and storing it into the new crop because there is a lot of carry in the marketplace, along with the traditional feed usage, exports, and, of course, industrial usage, sugar and ethanol. It does give the marketplace a general feeling that you can buy corn and carry it in the new crop as a support. So that is some stability in the marketplace. The problem is we still have a ton of funds long old crop corn, and it's easier to look in a rearview mirror and tell us when the bottom is in until then. I'm only guessing, but my general opinion is that we do have we're close, but that's all I can say as far as a major bottom is concerned. The weather forecast does look pretty good for the next couple of weeks, so that's not going to give us any encouragement, at least on buying corn at 569.5 basis the Dease corn.
Well, before we get to the soybeans, let's go and talk a little bit more about what should be done with the corn, particularly if you are in livestock. Are you looking to do some moves here at these prices?
Well, one of the best followed advisory services in the country is encouraging people to do some buying as far as corn is concerned, as far as livestock is concerned. The only thing we can, I want to share is the trend is officially down, and until dry weather comes in, it's hard to bottom pick. The one thing, though, that I will say is with these lower prices, the livestock industry, the ethanol industry, and to some extent anybody in the grain business has a better footing and at least in a survival mode. And I think that it probably will encourage ethanol industry to start up and start growing here, particularly when we start seeing some stability in the crude oil. And my hunch is that that's closer than any of the other markets for turning around.
If you look at the soybean market from a fundamental standpoint, Paul, it appears to me that it has a better story to tell than the corn market does. And I wonder if the bean market might actually catch ahead of the soy, the corn market.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And a couple of major factors. They said with a $2 or $3 transportation charge of hauling beans from the interior of Brazil, you need a $14 May soybean price in May to encourage expansion in Brazil. It is pretty dry in the North Delta, and also we understand that it's dry in India. It doesn't take too much imagination to observe in the Midwest that these soybeans are extremely short in size and does have to have some awfully good growing conditions to make things work. We're having some legal problems getting the CRP opened up. The way the Department of Agriculture is playing the game is they're going to force a federal judge to actually rule on how the court wants them to proceed. The court asked the two sides to compromise, and the Department of Agriculture is basically saying, "Judge, you tell us what you have to do," and the law clearly states they have to have an environmental impact study, and that hasn't been done yet. So we're going to see some clarification of the law, and it's going to force a federal judge to make a ruling that's probably going to be, force a precedent for the Department of Agriculture to follow for years to come. One good thing is that thank goodness we did pass a good farm bill. Thank goodness we do have the ethanol program. This does add to a lot of stability in the marketplace, and we didn't follow some of those people that said that the farm bill was not the thing we needed and just push agriculture away and we'll see high prices forever. So there is some very strong stability things that are going on in the marketplace, a cheap dollar. So demand can show up in here, and hopefully it will show up rather quickly.
Paul, see you this evening at the Knights of Columbus Building in Streeter at 6.
Yeah, tip of the hat, and it's always nice to see people and learn from our audience as well, and we'll have a blast.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.